Добрый день. Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Steel Angry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще ватка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And this is the Phil Henry Show. Now, where is this gentleman? Is he in Alhambra? Let me get this man on the... Okay. I don't know. I don't hear anybody. Whoa. Wow. That was interesting. The guy there? Not there. Let me try and bring him up here on... No, I. You know what? We've had a spontaneous failure of our phone system. I guess is that man there? We've had a spontaneous failure of what sounds like our entire phone system. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll. I'll punt if I have to. Is that the guy there, sir? Hello, is the caller there? I can hear he's out there, Mike, but I can't hear him. So let me do it one more time. The caller there?
Yes, sir.
Sir, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had a very difficult time getting connected to you. I guess that our phones had completely gone out, okay? But I think we're back. Is this Mr. Bonafide?
Yes, sir. I was speaking with a gentleman who answered the telephone. And I was telling him that I am at Scotia's Diner, which is in Alhambra, California. And I am here for the duration of their business day as the result of what I think is a disservice that's been done to veterans.
What do you think has been done, sir?
Well, I'll tell you that I am a United States Navy veteran of the Korean War. And that I obviously this is Veterans Day, that I came into this business this morning, and I talked to the personnel here and asked them if they had any discounts for veterans, and I was told at that time they did not, that was not policy. And I also told them that as a veteran, I felt that it would behoove them to offer some discount on their services.
And this is a restaurant you're in front of, right?
I'm out in front of Scotia's here at Alhambra right now, yes, sir. And I had told these people that it was my understanding that this being Veterans Day, that there would be some discount for veterans. And I walked in for breakfast this morning and was told there was not.
Well, are you picketing the business?
I'm in front of the business right now, yes.
Tell me what happened so we can get the background on this, because all I know is that Mike got a call from a guy who's out in front of a restaurant.
Well, what happened was I went into the restaurant this morning, and I identified myself as a Korean War veteran. I fought in the United States Navy in 1950-1952. I told them that I was a veteran. And she didn't seem to register. The girl who was waiting on me didn't seem to register that. So I will usually get a cheese and ham omelet and a cup of coffee. And I said to her, "So what do you offer in the way of a discount for veterans on Veterans Day?" She told me they did not offer any discount. I said to her that I did not understand what she meant by that, but I wanted to speak to the manager.
And you were asking if they had a discount for veterans.
Yes, sir. I went in to get ordered some breakfast, which is generally an omelet and a cup of coffee. She brought the manager over. Now, I saw this man approaching me, about 22, 23 years of age, and he was an Asian fellow. And on it.
He was a what?
He was an a Japanese or Asian fella.
He was an Asian man.
Yes, sir. So that, well, already I can feel a knot in my stomach a little bit because obviously the Korean War, we fought against these fellas. So that was...
Was that causing you some problem?
I beg your pardon?
You must be having a hard time hearing me, and I'm sure it's probably busy where you are. Was that causing you a problem that the manager of the restaurant was this, as you call him, Asian fella?
There was I felt a little bit of tension, yes, sir. That's only natural as a veteran of the Korean War, the Korean conflict. Yes, sir, I felt a little bit of natural tension. Now, he comes over to the table, and I said to him, I'm a Korean War veteran. This is Veterans Day. I want to know what kind of a discount you'd give me on a regular ham and cheese omelet and a cup of coffee. And I expect that to be around $10 or $11, and I wanted about a 10% discount. And you have to understand, sir, I am by myself. I'm not with my wife. I am simply in there to have breakfast.
And at this point, you're talking to the manager.
I'm talking to this Japanese fella. Yes, sir.
Okay. How did you know he's Japanese, by the way?
Well, he was an Asian fella. I don't know what he was from, obviously, some Asian country. So he said, he didn't say anything. What he did was he put his hand on my shoulder, and I instinctively knocked his arm away.
And why, you knocked your arm, you knocked his?
I knocked his arm away from me because I'll tell you, you don't want to reach out and put your hand on somebody if you don't know who they are. And it is just something that I particularly feel very strongly about. I don't want anybody putting their hand on me.
And he reached over to put his hand on you probably just to calm you down or...
Well, I didn't need any calming down, sir. I didn't need any calming down.
Well, what I'm saying is it's an instinctive thing for a lot of people to put their hand on someone to say, okay, look, I just want to talk to you here.
Well, it was an instinctive thing for me, sir, to knock his arm away, which is what I did. And then I said to him, now they claim that I was being aggressive. What I did was I reached over and I just grabbed a handful of his shirt and I said to him, I'm asking you, what discounts are you providing for veterans of the armed services who on this day are being remembered across this country for the way they serve this country? And he said to me, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. He had said that they weren't authorized. And I said, I'm asking you, and I'm expecting an answer from you, and you're asking me to leave the restaurant.
There's a lot of stuff going on here. You apparently knocked his arm away, and then you grabbed him by the shirt?
What I did was to emphasize a point. I grabbed a handful of his shirt and pulled him toward me, and I said, what can you do for me? What can you do? That's all I asked. What are you going to do for me?
And he said that he was not authorized to give you a discount, correct?
That is what he said to me, and I said to him, you know something, I'm a veteran of the Korean War, and... I'm sorry?
Well, I'm confused here. You have knocked a man's arm away, you've grabbed a handful of his shirt, you've pulled him toward you...
I was trying to emphasize a point, sir. And he asks me if I'm a veteran. I said I had on a blue mesh baseball cap with the scrambled eggs on the bill. I got it. It is from Point Lagoon Naval Air Station. And so I told him that I expected a discount, and he asked me to leave. Now I have returned to my home earlier today.
You're back out in front of the restaurant, right?
I'm out in front of Scotia's restaurant. This is in Alhambra, California. And I am basically picketing the establishment. I have a sign.
What does your sign say, sir?
I'm sorry?
What does your sign... You are picketing the establishment. What does the sign say?
It says that Scotia's is unfair to the veterans of the United States Armed Forces. I am also asking not only for... I'm not only asking for the discount, but I want an apology from the establishment for sending an Asian man over to talk to me, and the fact that they...
Well, that's the manager of the store, right?
Well, but I would think they'd have some sensitivity on Veterans Day. I have an older brother who lost his life in Luzon in the Philippines in World War II. and I would think they'd have some sensitivity toward it.
Now, wait a second. There were a lot of Asian-American, Japanese-Americans. You ever heard of the Rainbow Division? This was a very distinguished group of Americans, Japanese-American soldiers, that distinguished themselves in the mountains of Italy. They were brave men. They were great Americans.
I have no problem with those boys. I'll buy those guys a drink anytime.
Then what is your problem with this guy, the Asian manager of this restaurant?
Well, he's not a veteran. He's a 24-year-old kid, and they sent him over to me. So they send over the Asian over to me, and I've got a knot in my stomach.
Well, you're out there, you're picketing, and you're expecting that they give you a 10% discount on your breakfast. And
yes, and an apology for sending over the Japanese to talk to me.
How long have you been there?
I left the restaurant at about 10 a.m. I returned at noon.
So you've been there for the last 8 hours.
And I will remain here, sir, until I get some discount.
All right, I got to take a break here. Hold the line. We got this guy. He's out picketing that coffee shop in Alhambra. He's a veteran and didn't get a veteran's discount. On top of which, they've got, I guess, an Asian-American manager that they sent over there, and that made him uptight. Our number is 1-800. It is Veterans Day, isn't it? Yes. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Boy, here it is, Veterans Day. Can we have one holiday where there isn't some controversy associated with it? Holidays have become a lightning rod for everyone with an axe to grind. You don't dig Christmas, you don't believe in Jesus. You don't want to have the wreath, you don't like Easter, you don't believe in it. Yet now we got Veterans Day. We have a man on the line here who is standing out in front of a restaurant in Alhambra that did not give him a veteran's discount, the veteran's discount that he wanted. And apparently the veteran's discount that this man wanted was 10% off of his bill or something along those lines. Let's get the gentleman on the line. Is that true, sir?
Sir, I am not here to, be a lightning rod for anything.
No, but isn't it true you want 10% off on your bill?
I am not here to be a lightning rod for anything, sir. I am here to simply point up that on Veterans Day, a veteran deserves to have a discount. When I went in to get a ham and cheese omelet and a cup of coffee, that's $11.35. And I would expect a 10% discount.
Which they said they don't give.
Which I explained to them was that it was an unacceptable answer. And then they send the guy over and he puts his hand on me. Now, this monkey put his paw on my shoulder.
To try and calm you down.
No, sir, don't beat that drum about trying to calm me down. You don't put your hand on me. And I expect that they give me the 10% discount and that they apologize for sending this guy over, who is obviously of the Asian, and he doesn't know I fought in Korea. And that is what...
So you've been standing out there for 8 hours picketing this restaurant.
And if you think that's foolish, sir, then you'll continue to think it's foolish as long as I stay here.
I think it is a little bit foolish, yes, sir.
Well, sir, you're not standing. I notice you're not standing in front of me saying that.
And meaning what?
I just noticed it's easy for you to say that over a phone.
Okay, if I was standing in front of you, then what, you'd pop me?
I just think you'd think twice about the way you choose your words.
Because you'd belt me, huh? Because I disagree with you? It's my constitutional right to...
Oh, don't beat that drum about your constitution. Everybody knows their constitutional rights. I'm talking about, and I have the bill here. For the ham and cheese omelet and the cup of coffee, as a veteran, I would expect a little bit more respect.
All right, here's Hesperia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Turn your radio down, sir.
Yes, sir, I sure will. One second. There we go, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, Mr. Saylor, I agree that we deserve... Let me pull this. Apparently, my radio didn't want to cooperate with turning off.
You can just turn it off, yeah.
Yes, sir. There we go.
My name is my name is Bonafide, sir. My name is not Mr. Saylor.
Yes, sir. I apologize. But I served in Vietnam myself, which is probably the ugliest war since the Civil War this country's had.
We
fought both
where were you?
Four Asians, the same as you did, sir.
Where were you in Vietnam?
Basically, I had a very easy duty. Our next station, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We shuttled our flights over, secured the base, landed the flights, handed them off to Da Nang or what have you, and then basically shuttled back. So I had very light duty for Vietnam.
What year was that?
That was 1973.
Oh, okay.
The tail end when the Air Force
Did you see any action?
I'm afraid, sir, I did not get the honor of doing that.
All right, sir. I understand, but I was in the thick of it when the United States Navy, we were putting Marines on the shore in Korea.
Yes, in fact, like I said to my Kiwanis meeting today, that had the same duty that you did, sir.
Yes, sir.
And they said 28.
You understand that I go in for a ham and cheese omelet, and I asked them, do you have a discount for veterans? And they said, no, we do not. And then this monkey comes over and puts his hand on me. See what I'm saying? Well,
yes, sir. I can understand what you're saying, but I'm sure he's trying to be friendly and
well, that's what I told him. I think the guy
was to calm you down, sir, because while he may sympathize, I sympathize, it would be nice if they gave veterans a discount. But it's something we're not expected to get, sir. We didn't fight for this country for these privileges or certain rights other than what Congress...
Well, it's like on my street, I'll go down my street. And there isn't an American flag. There's maybe one or two American flags on the street on Veterans Day. And I said to I went across the street to my neighbor. And I said, why don't you have a flag out? They know me. I've lived there 40 years. They know that when they don't fly an American flag on Veterans Day, that it is an affront to me and it offends me. It offends me terribly.
But it's their constitutional right.
No, don't you? There you go again with that stuff. As far as I'm concerned, hello?
Sir, we fought for the right for somebody to sit there, and I'm ashamed to say this, to burn the flag, not burn the flag, and what have you. That's the ultimate price of freedom.
Well, did you get any kind of a discount today?
No, sir, nor did I expect to demand one.
Well, I'll tell you, they got senior citizen discounts, don't they?
Yes, sir, you're 100% correct on that.
And they got discounts for kids under the age of 12, don't they? And they've got all kinds of discounts for students, but a veteran walks up to get a ham and cheese omelet, I got no...
You there?
It upsets me. Those are everyday discounts. This is just one day to get a ham and cheese omelet.
Well, yes, sir, but then by the same thing, should a Christian get a discount on Christmas? Should those of the Jewish faith get a discount?
No, because Christmas
Comic-Con?
Is for everybody. I'm not worried about them. I'm thinking of me.
All right, hold on, please. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aria de Phil Hendry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también, green card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrea. Y también debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
Show the 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We've got a veteran on the phone who's standing out in front of a restaurant in Alhambra, and apparently he is upset that they did not offer him a Veterans Day discount at this restaurant. And this is a diner, correct, sir?
Yes, sir. This is out in front of Scotia's in Alhambra. And I want to also make a point that I am certainly not in any way, shape, or form trying to say that I'm... this is some kind of a publicity stunt. I'm talking about, getting this deal squared away for all events.
And but they were not offering you a discount, and you demanded on your breakfast.
On the breakfast, yeah. And you don't put your hands on me when you try. He come over and put his hands on me.
All right, let me go to Anaheim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Anaheim, hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I find it frightening that there are people like this who fought for our country. I mean, his reasoning capabilities are questionable. And
what are you talking about?
Excuse me. This sense of entitlement. I mean, on Mother's Day, I don't march into a restaurant and say I'm entitled to a discount. On Father's Day, my husband doesn't do that. It was your choice to go out for breakfast this morning. I'm sure that you qualify for a senior citizen discount.
Wait a minute. What's that got to do with anything?
It has to do with everything. You went in, you disrupted the restaurant, and then you offended the manager.
No, ma'am.
Boy, that car, ma'am, your car phone's breaking up a little bit, okay? Hold on, all right? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Yeah?
Are you there? Your car phone was really breaking up.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, hold on for a second. God. You know the money that we spend in this country on cell service? Do you know the enormous amounts of dollars that we spend on cell service in the United States of America? I just paid a cell bill. It was $300. And the service that we get on cell phones. Let me just take this moment. The service that we spent. Okay. Ma'am, you there? Yeah, ma'am, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Well, she's trying to say to me that Mother's got nothing to do with it. I'm a veteran of the United States Armed Forces. I'm not. It's a whole different deal, ma'am, than being a mother or whatever you want to talk about.
That doesn't place you above and beyond any other citizen, and it doesn't give you the right to go in and demand
really?
A discount off of your meal.
Why do they have senior citizen discounts?
I don't know why.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? I'll tell you why. Because they don't respect the veteran, and they don't respect what we've done.
Are you there, lady, or are you talking to somebody in the car? Yeah, her car phone's crap. Here's Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, sir. I was
yes,
wanting
sir.
To know if you were ever given any indication that you were going to receive a discount.
When I went into the restaurant, I said I'd like a discount. Yes, sir.
I know. Did they ever give you any indication that you would receive one?
I told her that it was Veterans Day, and I said I'd like the 10% off on the ham and cheese omelet.
I know that, sir, but I was wanting to know, did they ever give you any indication that you would receive your discount?
She said that she wasn't authorized, but that she would get the manager.
Okay. Well, see, I certainly
understand. And then
understand.
The manager comes up, and if you got to understand something, I'm a Korean War veteran. First thing I see is this, you know, this Korean guy coming toward me.
Right, right. You know, I really understand. I understand your point. I understand your feelings. But I feel like when you realized that it didn't look like you were going to get a discount, that maybe you should have tried to find a veteran-friendly place.
No, what I said was, what do you mean a veteran-friendly place? I eat breakfast at this place every morning.
Right.
And I go over to this place and ask them something that I don't think is out of line at all. I said I'd like to have a veteran.
No, I don't believe it was out of line. I don't believe it was out of line to request the discount.
What seems to be your point?
Well, I tell you, really, the way I look at it is that you woke up this morning.
What's the way you look at it?
Well, if you give me a second, sir.
Yeah.
The way I look at it is, as you woke up this morning, it was Veterans Day. You turned on the news. It wasn't a number one story on the news. You look out your window. Your neighbor don't have their flag up. You think about what all you went through and the sacrifices you made for this country, and no one else noticed it but you. And even when you went and got your breakfast and you just wanted a stupid 10% discount, this country has not gave you the respect you deserve.
What are you talking about?
And I understand that.
What are you talking about?
I don't know,
one thing you said that...
The guy is trying to... He's trying to empathize, okay?
He doesn't know what he's... You don't know what I go through every day.
Well, sir, those are the things that I've heard you say
right.
so far on the radio. Those are very things that you've said that you've admitted that this country hasn't realized.
I don't go to the Toyota dealership
and get upset because they're selling foreign cars. I go to the Chevy dealer. You know, I don't sit there and
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about getting the 10% of the ham and cheese omelet. And I was wearing Point Magoon Naval Air Station. And I don't know if you're familiar with that in Memphis, but it's one of the major naval air stations on the western seaboard. And I have the blue mesh baseball cap that I got from them, indicating that I'm a veteran of the Korean War.
Now, they don't know just because you're wearing... I got a blue mesh baseball cap from Point Magoo, okay? You can get that when you go to the air show. It's got...
Sir, let me tell you something. I fought for this country, and no monkey is going to put his hands on me and tell me I don't get the 10% of the ham and cheese. And that's my point. And I don't know what you're talking about, pal.
Well,
way out of line, putting words into my mouth.
No, no, sir. Putting, I believe empathizing. Just about everything I've said is I'm repeating what I've heard.
He's empathizing, too, and he's trying to understand what it was you went through.
Well, I got up this morning, I looked, there wasn't a flag on the street. I went across the street to Don Daly's house. It was a real piece of work. And I said, every year you don't have a flag out, and I know you do it on purpose to piss me off. He does it on purpose to piss me off.
No,
well, how do you figure that?
Because I've lived in that neighborhood for 40 years, and that stupid son of a bitch knows that I'm a veteran. And I've asked him, I'll give you 60 days to put a flag on your front lawn, you pile of crap, and he won't do that. And
40 years talking to your neighbors like that, huh? 40 years talking to your neighbors like that, the guy won't put a flag.
He does it to piss me off. Do you understand?
The thing is, you're wanting respect, and respect is something that you earn, you can't demand.
Right. It's a good point, sir.
And when you try to demand respect, you're not going to get it.
It's a very good point. I appreciate
you earn.
Appreciate
so
your phone call.
You've already earned the respect, and you just find where it's going to be given to
right.
you.
Right. That's a good point.
But when you do that... People are missing your whole point.
Forget it, man. You can stand out in front of that restaurant all night. They're not going to... Have they come out to talk to you?
No, you know why? Because they're afraid to face the reality of a veteran getting what I believe.
All right, here is Victorville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'd like to make a comment about the comment that you made regarding the Asian person that approached you that was 22 to 24 years old.
She's talking to you,
Lloyd. How you got the knot in the pit of your stomach.
I'm a Korean War veteran.
Because of the war
veteran.
That you fought.
I'm a Korean War veteran.
I know you're a Korean War veteran, so is my dad. That's not my point. My point is that why would somebody who wasn't even born yet bother you?
It's nothing personal. I'm looking at this guy with his little slanty eyes coming over there. See, right away they try to put you ill at ease. And I said I want to see the manager. So
he was the manager at that time. But the bottom line is,
I do not believe that
you were racist against him because of this slanty.
This
eyes.
Is the man. This is the man who manages the store.
I do not believe that.
Why don't you believe that?
I believe they sent this Asian guy out to piss to give me the stomach ache.
No,
you see
but
what
why,
I'm saying? To put
why would
me on
somebody,
the defensive.
Why would somebody who wasn't even born at the time of your war give you a stomach ache?
It's
I thought you fought for the peace and liberty for all.
It's nothing personal.
Obviously,
what does that
it is
mean?
Personal.
No,
every slant-eyed person that you see gives you a pit in the bottom of your stomach because they talk
did
to
it
you.
They did it on purpose. They sent the Asian out from the. They sent the Asian out from the back.
I don't believe so. I don't believe that.
I told him I was a Korean War veteran, and don't you think it's interesting that all of a sudden here comes this guy? Duh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well,
think
let me
about
tell
that.
You something.
And I get
you're
the 10%
racist.
On it. No, I was.
Yes, you are a racist, because if somebody with slant eyes gives you a pit in the bottom of your stomach, then obviously you have a problem with Asian people.
Listen, I fought in Korea in 1950.
We got the Korean
we
order.
Got
we
the
got
Korean
it already,
part.
Man,
that's
okay?
That's not my problem.
Well,
you fought for our country, and in our country there are Asians, blacks, Mexicans, Hispanics.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait, I mentioned, along with this lady, the Rainbow Division, the Japanese Americans, the bravest soldiers, the most decorated American soldiers in World War II were Japanese Americans. They fought the Germans in Italy.
I'll sit down and have a drink with those boys any day of the week. I'll buy them a round of drinks. I respect those men immensely.
Then
what is the problem?
The man who was doing his job.
Because he's some kid, 23 years old. And
doesn't
I'll tell you
matter. That was his job.
Let me tell you something.
Are you telling me that his job isn't any more important than what you do for a living?
I've said I want to see the manager, and then I see the car pull up and this Asian guy get out. They called out. They made a phone call to get an Asian over there. Now, I know this is a fact. They made a phone call, get an Asian over here to piss off this old man.
Okay, well, I got to go because I think you're a racist, but I think what you did was wrong.
Thank you for your call. What are you saying?
I'm sorry, what?
What did you just say? They called?
They made a phone call and got an Asian to come over and pretend he was the manager to give me the pit of my stomach.
Okay, let's recap. You went into this restaurant And you wanted a 10% discount on your ham and cheese omelet and cup of coffee because it was Veterans Day.
That is correct, sir. And I also...
Wait a minute. And then when you didn't get it, the manager, you asked for the manager, and you see a car pull up, and an Asian guy get out and comes into the store and comes over to talk to you because they made a phone call to get an Asian guy to piss you off.
Sir, that is exactly correct, and I don't know what part of my story you don't understand. And he put his hands on me, too.
And he put his hand on your shoulder to say, hey, let's cool out, let's be cool, and you knocked his hand away.
You don't put your hands on me, and you don't put your hands on a veteran because it's a potentially dangerous situation. Now, I made a phone call.
Hold on for a minute, man. There's only so much of your babbling that I can handle. This guy's goofy, if you want my opinion. Did you screen this guy? The car pulls up and the Asian manager gets out, and I know they made a phone call to get an Asian. I think the guy's, like he's seeing things or whatever. You know what I mean? Like schizophrenic or something. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Gentleman on the line with us at Scotia's Diner in Alhambra. They did not give him a discount on his breakfast this morning. Are you there, sir?
Don't eat at Scotia's. That's right.
Are you there, sir?
Hello, sir.
Yes, sir. What are you doing? Are you telling people don't eat there?
I am letting people know who are pulling into the lot that they're unfair to veterans here. And I am still demanding the 10% discount on the ham and cheese omelet, as well as the cup of coffee, as well as my next-door neighbor, John Daly. That son of a bitch had better put an American flag up, or I am going to be so... Oh, God. Scotia's has bad food. Scotia's food is bad. Scotia's...
You're going to be on the radio with us. You're going to have to stop doing that, okay?
Yes, sir. Don't go in there, sir. Yes, sir, I'm right here.
All right, let me go to Battleground, Washington. Hello, you're on the air, sir.
Hi there.
Hi, sir.
Chances are this character that's in front of that restaurant is one of the guys I knew when I was in the Army, because I've been in the Army in 50 and...
United States Navy.
That general vicinity.
United States Navy.
This guy's wasting his time. Because these people have sales for Mother's Day and for Father's Day and everything else, but
the food is really bad.
They have a Veterans Day deal, but they don't give anybody a discount. Veterans don't get any discount, and they're not about to give them one.
Well, I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm going to fight this battle, buddy.
All they want to do is use the Veterans Day as a point for have a sale just like everything else.
Hey, buddy, let me tell you something.
You might as well pull the plug on him and get him off of there because he won't change his mind.
Let me tell you something, buddy.
And he's not
going
to get anything but the staff, so he might as well forget it.
Damn it, will you listen to me? I'm trying to tell you something. I'm fighting the battle for all of you bedridden veterans who can't get out. Right?
Hey, man, I can get out.
Are you bedridden?
My share.
Are you bedridden, or can you get out?
Damn right.
Well, come on down and help me, buddy. I'm fighting the battle for all of us.
I'm in Washington, buddy, Washington State, and I can't get out to your area.
Well,
I know that the
local restaurant where you live and tell those sons of bitches to start giving you a discount on the ham and the cheese omelet.
They might as well go spit in the wind because that's about the size of it. The
you
only thing
me,
they're going to give a veteran is a shaft, so
we
might as well forget it.
We fought tougher battles than this. I can get this restaurant here and that little monkey they brought over.
I wish you wouldn't call him that.
Well, they brought the guy over from... They went and called and got an Asian. And they come. What do you think of that, buddy?
Well, I think they ought to ship him back. You're living in an area that has been taken over by the Asians.
Well, I don't mind those, the ones that, I just don't, what do you say? What'd you say?
I say, you're living in an area that's been taken over by the Asians.
Well, wait a second. So what if it has?
You're wasting your time.
I mean, you got a lot of very fine Asian folks. I mentioned
right. I agree with you 100%.
The very fine.
Well, I just don't want a guy putting his hands on me, buddy. You know what I mean, buddy?
Well, what do you do when somebody puts your hands on you?
Hey, that's the last time
Did he pick himself up off the floor? Well, you're wasting your time.
I tell you what, no monkey puts his hands on me. Ain't you got the same rule?
Yep.
There you go. That's me.
Well, sound like a goofball. Thank you, sir, for your phone call. Where is Battleground Washington? That's an interesting name. Why is it named that?
Well, look, they had a disagreement here with the Indians.
And oh, got it.
They
okay.
got together with the Army. And
they kicked some ass?
They talked each other out of fighting the war, so they just called this place Battleground.
Oh, cool. Okay, so they didn't fight the war.
Nope, they called it off.
What a
called
bunch
it down
of,
Battleground. So.
What a bunch of pussies. Didn't have no war, huh?
Shut up.
I've had my belly full of war.
Yeah.
So have you.
Yes, sir.
I fought in Europe as well as this Europe.
Hey, what do you think about that Steven Spielman? He got that, the Navy gave him an award for that Private Ryan deal.
Well, I crawled ashore at Normandy just like a lot of other guys did, and I think it's a phony deal.
That's a phony baloney deal, isn't it?
Right.
All right, buddy.
What's phony, the movie?
Phony baloney. And that never happened. That was a movie.
It was a movie.
For a deal like that to have happened, guys would have been dead before they left the beach.
There you go, buddy. So there's no way that ever took place.
I know it didn't. It was a movie.
The beach was crawl. I didn't walk off there like that outfit did.
And that whole Spielman deal's phony baloney.
What do you mean it's phony baloney?
It never took place. It was a movie.
We know it's a movie. I know it's a movie.
So it's phony baloney.
I got it that it's phony baloney, but it's... Okay, thank you, sir, for your call. Do you understand that I realized...
That whole what's his name? Bob Spielman? That whole movie, baloney phony. And
I know it's phony. It's supposed to be phony. It's a movie.
Well, then what are you talking about?
Because it was about a real thing. A real thing that happened, okay? I mean...
And that other, that Tom Pants? Jesus.
What do you mean, Tom Pants? Who's he?
The guy with Spielman.
Tom Hanks, okay? And that the thing that took place, it was the movie about the thing that took place.
Phony baloney.
San Antonio. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Holy cow. First of all, is Steven Spielman related to Chris Spielman, the football player? Does this guy even know what he's talking about?
Do you know what you're talking about?
I'm telling you that movie, that whatever the guy's name was.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah, it's Tom Hanks.
It's
this guy does nothing
deal.
But hey, tout veterans. He does nothing but pay respect and homage to veterans
I've
every chance he gets.
I've got better things to do than go to a movie and sit on my ass and look at a movie, okay?
Yeah, you'd probably rather pick it. Listen, I'm an 11-year veteran in the United States military. I'm a veteran of two foreign conflicts.
Which ones?
Just Cause and Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
Ah, that was candy-ass stuff.
Yeah, I figured you'd probably do the one-upman thing.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like
your
Korea.
Your war was a little tougher than
exactly.
mine. Your pain and suffering was a lot more intense than what we felt over there. I guess people bled more in Korea than they
was
did
just
in
cause
Panama.
Was Just Cause Ethiopia?
No, Just Cause was in Panama.
It was Panama.
City, 1990, the Manuel Noriega operation.
That's
very,
right.
Very bloody.
That's right.
Very horrific. It was at night. I'm a 19-year-old kid, and people are dying in the streets of Panama. You know, and it's funny. If I were prejudiced
Panama,
against,
that
would
was,
you shut your hole for a second?
Wait a second, mister.
Shut up. I'm asking you to shut up, sir, okay?
Yeah,
we've been listening to you for an hour.
I'm a drill sergeant right now for basic training here in San Antonio, and I have a lot of impressionable young people that come here. And quite honestly, I teach these young guys that really America doesn't thank the veteran as much as they should. They
right.
really don't. This man has a point.
Can I ask you ask you a question, sir? Can
yes,
I ask you a question? Because we want to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely.
Seriously. I have to take a news break. Will you hang on? Because we'll get right back to you.
I sure will.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right, baloney phony.
Shut up.